This is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. You once again join me as I have been relaxing on the beach. The digital beach, I guess, in this video game, rather than a real beach. I've been busy, though. I haven't been relaxing on the beach, actually. I've been working here. So I got... Is it like 10 in a row? Is it like 30? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I got like 37 moons or something. And I also got most of the purple seashell thingies as well. So I bought a whole load of new outfits and stuff. So I've been busy. There are a few that I know I could get. So I haven't grown all of the seeds up over there. I only found one of them. To be fair, I kind of forgot to look for them. So that might be the reason I didn't find very many of them. There's one like, I think there was one just down there or somewhere. I haven't found any of the others. Also, the old volleyball. I think you need to do 100 volleys back in order to get the second moon over there. I did like over 50 or something, but I'm not doing 100. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to do 100. So I found a lot of the other moons. Not all of them, but I think it's safe to say I am now happy to be leaving here to have myself a change of scenery. And a big change of scenery we're going to be having as well. Because instead of being on the... the Seaside Kingdom, whatever this is called, we are now heading to the Snow Kingdom. So from sandy beaches and sunshine to cold snow and probably not too much sunshine, considering we're going somewhere very snowy. But yeah, it's going to be a pleasant change of scenery. I've enjoyed it. This has actually been one of my favorite kingdoms so far. Like, I'm a sucker for pretty levels. Like... There's, you know, I'm someone who's obsessed with game design, like across everything, like no matter what game I play, I just can't help like analyzing it. You know, when you go to like the movies with people and like they're watching the film and then afterwards they're like, oh, I can understand that this shot was done like this because, you know, it's better like this, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I am a little bit of that guy as well, but mainly I'm like that for video games. But sometimes if a level just looks really pretty, no matter what it plays like, I just like it more. Like sunny, like levels with like bright green grass and trees and stuff. I just love it. Anyway, let's get back on. So, Bowser wants to make a toast using sparkle water. Sounds like his wedding preparations are moving along. Seeing as we've got some time to kill, let's review some useful skills. Backward somersault. If you're looking for the easiest way to get somewhere that a regular jump won't quite reach, stop, crouch, and press B to do a backward somersault. Well, there it is. It's really handy, these little reminders, because pretty much all of them are things that I use all the time anyway. But every now and then it just tells you something and you're like, oh yeah, either I didn't know that or I'd forgot about that. Anyway, we're in Shiveria in the Snow Kingdom. What did Bowser want for here? He just wants some ice cubes for his sparkle water. Cake! The cake thief! Well, 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 things have just got serious. It's fine kidnapping someone. Well, okay, it's not fine kidnapping someone to try and marry them, but once it gets to the point where you're stealing someone's cake, it's just a step above. I feel a little bit, not dressed for the occasion. So I got this outfit there. I have got a bunch of new outfits as well. I kind of just wanted to show them to you anyway. So let's go and have a... Oh, no, let me open the wardrobe. Why is... There's four buttons that I can use my thumb to use here. And why is jump and use items on the same one? So yeah, I got a pirate. I got the little sailor's outfit. I got like another like suit. I don't know what's going to be best. Maybe the pirate. Should I be the pirate or the suit guy? There's the fashionable outfit. I mean, I could be in boxer shorts to be really mean to Mario. Let's be a sailor. Let's be a sailor, shall we? Why not? Why not? Like we're gonna get the outfit like best suited for here. Probably some nice warm parka coat or something. Can you see the little frog in the mirror down there? But for now, let's... Oh no, this is the worst one. This is literally the worst one I could be. I won't even be able to see him. I can't even look. I'm running on snow and I'm wearing white. Literally the worst outfit I could have chose. But oh well. I've chosen it now. We're commit to it until I get a new outfit. And all right, I can smash down the ice. It looks like it's telling me to go over there. It looks like there's a relatively clean and easy path to get over there. Oh no, that was so close. Oh, that's water. It was cold. Get out. Oh, get out. No, Mario, I know you're dressed as a sailor, but you're not a swimmer. You shouldn't go in the cold water like that. Right, I need to get up here. I mean, I could try and listen to the advice and try the backwards somersault. Oh, just Mario. Nice. Oh, no. I didn't realize the snow was soft and I plummeted through it. Did you hear like the sleigh bells or something as I sailed down there? Oh, hello. You scared us. I'm not surprised, to be honest. We're just a little on the edge right now. Welcome to Shivero. He's not scared. What? Are they seals? Are they meant to be? I don't know what they're meant. What are those things meant to be? I mean, sorry, but what are you? Leaving? Goodbye. No, I'm not leaving. Maybe you should get a slightly bigger coat, because seems to be a bit of give in the sleeve department there, buddy. Anyway, let's just go and smash up all of these boxes, because it's good fun. Normally the shops are around by where the boxes are. I don't know, what's this? Oh, is this a hint? Is it giving me a normally these little screens here are hints. I mean, I don't really get these hints, but I'll take a picture of it. Not quite sure what it's showing me there. I know, here's the shop. I mean, I'm not going to be able to buy anything properly yet. I mean, I could buy my one purchasable power moon, I guess, but it doesn't really matter. I get off. Right, what's going on here? What's the deal with this cake? The monster stole the racing prize, the forest frosted cake. As if that weren't bad enough, he blocked the entrance to our race course. We need power moons to get back in. Okay, so I guess am I just doing power moons then? Is that it? Am I like free to do what I want and then just come back with some power moons? Bring power moons fast. How many power moons? So I've heard of this level. A lot of people don't like this level. Well, I've heard about the races. A lot of people said that they didn't enjoy just the snow level or didn't. Oh, hello! Should have really looked out for the the big blowing cloud. Yeah, a lot of people said they didn't like the races. Apparently, they're pretty tricky. I think a lot of people have been struggling with the races. So a Mario expert like me is going to have absolutely no problem. Let me just actually land where I wanted to land there and try not to get myself blown off the edge here. Right, which way is he going? Are you coming back this way? Okay, he's going to blow me back, isn't he? Right. Oh, we blew that guy into me. Oh, that's not cool. Oh, okay, which way is he going to go? Okay, he's going this way. Great, run. Don't turn around to this way, buddy. Don't turn around to this way. Okay, we're okay. So I can't jump on these guys. I just got to boot them off the edge by the looks of things. And oh, look, oh, it's blowing the platform back and cross. Okay, so do I need to use the platform to jump? Oh, I just get over it. just get over it. Do I need this guy to blow in this direction now? If I hit, I hit his hand off. Oh, I can control them. I suddenly remembered what game I'm playing. So it's trapped in here. Get back, platform. Yeah, I guess I blow this thing down here. And then, is that good? Are we good now, buddy? Oh, I've kind of knocked him out a little bit. Like, if, can I like jump up here? Is that a little sneaky bonus at the top up there? Look, if I can jump, well, walk around the outside here. Am I going to be able to jump on top of there? You know what? I might be able to. If I get a big run up and jump. No. It's okay. I reckon I might be able to get up there. I kind of want to, like, push this thing back. But I don't think I can unless I have someone to blow it. I mean, I could try a little hat maneuver. If I go for the hat and then the jump and then, oh no, that wasn't it, that was wrong. There's a little wooden X on the top up there and I want to find out what it is and I'm determined to do it. So let's go and let's try the hat maneuver again. So jump, throw hat, do this, and oh no, too far, no, too good. That is my problem with this game, too good at it. Literally, it makes it difficult to play just because of how good at this game I am. Right, let's try this again. So let's start from further back, seeing as I'm too good. And then let's go jump, throw, go boop. Oh, no. Okay, maybe I'm not too good. I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. I know you want me to move on. There better be something there after all of this trying. Okay, I'm here. Oh, my controller's vibrating. A power moon. There was a power moon on there. Atop the blustery arch, there was a power moon just sitting there waiting for me to take it. Oh, that was worth it. If that was a few coins, okay, yeah, I would have felt like I wasted my time a bit. But that was a pretty hidden power moon, wasn't it? I am rather proud of myself. So, look, there's some... Oh, no, I thought I took him over. No. Take him over with my little sailor cap. Right, am I in? Are we good? Okay, we're in. Shake the Pro Controller to blow harder. Ah, so I think what I was supposed to do was come over here, blow it back, and then just jump up the steps. So yeah, if you're playing, maybe do it that way. Might be the might be the smart way to do it. Let's get rid of all of these guys. That is fun. At all. A little power moon popped up as well for my troubles. So I will go and get that. But first, it looks like there might be a few extra goodies. What happens if I try and blow one of the other clouds? Can I, like, blow him away? Can I go, like, rawr? They don't seem to be too affected by it. There we go. That was two cheeky power moons. So it looks like now I've dropped down that area, I'm kind of almost a little bit stuck down here. Then there's a bunch of like tunnels and doorways for me to go through in order to try and get power moons. So I guess I'm trying to get all of these power moons, and rather than bringing them straight back to the Odyssey, I need to bring them here. Okay, so there's four. There's four layers. Every time I complete one, it opens them up, and then we're going to be able to do the race. So what is... I don't know. I've heard people moaning about the race, but I don't know what the race is. So I don't know if it's going to be like running, snowboarding, driving, parasailing, skipping, dancing. Like, I don't know what the mode of transport is. Whoa! Looks like we got some thick snow again. Oh no, there's going to be a secret hidden in the snow. I'm going to have to do the whole, I'm going to like shake my controller to the side. Oh, there we go. Look, then that's going to clear up the area to find some secrets. A coin. All of that work for a coin. Like, I'm actually going to tire myself out doing this. I honestly, like, I know I moan about it all the time. That is my one, biggest gripe with the game is I really just don't like the motion control stuff. Especially as it's like designed for a handheld. Right, I'm going to have to go like this and then go like that. Oh, there we go. That worked. I mean, I didn't mean to ground pound my way down there, but that got the job done. And then you can like, flick the controller up to throw the hat up as well, but it's just really difficult, especially when you're not using the split Joy-Cons like I am. I'm just using the Pro controller. It's fine. I'm just moaning. Just ignore me. Just enjoy the fun gameplay and just stop listening to me moaning. I'm really on the lookout for the power moons because it looks like there's like one of the I don't know what those things are, the Yeti seal thingies. It looks like they kind of block the area once you're done. And I didn't get any bonus power moons for this one. Oh, these guys. Oh, it's been a while. I kind of started to miss these guys a little bit. Which one are we? I think we've faced them all by now.
Ha, ha, ha! We got the frosted cake. The boss man is fussing about cake. Reckon we got him the best one, though.
Right, looks like we're going after the lanky rabbit with his... Oh, he's got the flyery hat. So this one, I need to do this, and then I fly up high, and he's like, where'd he go? No, I didn't quite reach it in time. I don't know, I've only got two hearts left now. Right, got to be careful. Last time we did this, he was only firing one hat at a time. Go, Mario! Go, and boink! This is bringing memory. So it looks like it's basically like the same type of fight as before, but just much harder than before. But I guess they are assuming that I have got a little bit better at the game by now, which I think if you go back to watch one of my early videos, I'm sure you would be cringing, as I would be by my gameplay. I don't know, maybe you're still cringing now after me failing to do those jumps for so long. Do you reckon there's some hearts hidden under these rocks down here? I know I got hit then. I bet there's some hearts hiding under here. There is. And oh, hello, Mr. Pep. Did you see that sneaky power moon? I'm so glad I went over there. I would have totally missed that before. And go, 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 quick, quick, quick. He's like, where is he? I've got to make it over to him though. And no problem. Is that it? Is he out? Is he done? He looks pretty out of it to me. I'm so glad I found that cheeky power moon. I'm going to find out how to get to it, though. I found out where it is, which was the easy part. Finding out how to arrive there might not necessarily be quite so easy. So it looks like there's still a force field around the area. So, yeah, a snowy mountain barrier, you could say, which is keeping me in place. Hopefully that's going to disappear. Okay, the barrier's gone, so I should be free to go down and get the power moon. And that's half of the area down there done as well to be able to begin the races. So it was over this way, I believe. Is it down? Nope. Okay, this is where I came up from. So I don't know whether the way I'm supposed to get it is, you know, should I have got it on the way up or am I supposed to get it now? It looks like, okay... right, if I jump off and then go whoop, oh, okay, I did it a bit early, but you get the concept, yeah? If I go whoop, and then whoop, oh, no, 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 I mean, it worked, I'm here, aren't I? And look down there as well, I'm gonna have to do a bit of wall jumping. So it looks like the route to my left is gonna be my way to get back up. So I don't know if I was supposed to have arrived here the way that I did, because it is very hidden. Like, if I just didn't happen to glance over there, there's no way I'd have found that power moon. That's why I'm not trying to get all the power moons. There's some that I have found, and I'm like, how did I find that? Like, if I missed that, that would have driven me crazy. So is this just meant to be my way back? Or is this supposed to be, oh, there's a hidden bit of snow. Oh, okay, I think I did find that a bit of a weird way. I think I was supposed to have seen that snow down there. Might not have been quite as difficult. So maybe it wasn't as ludicrously hidden as I first thought. But anyway, let's keep going. That's two down. Let's not slow down anymore. Let's go to This one looks a little bit brighter and happier, doesn't it? The other one looks like a bit of a dark, scary tunnel. So this one might be outside and still a little bit of the sunshine. Actually, I know I said about how it wouldn't be very sunny here. It's been pretty sunny. I mean, it's snowy, but it's been pretty sunny at the same time. I know there's something down here. My controller's vibrating. Is it here? Okay, I got myself a bonus heart to get a few coins. And oh, okay, we've got to be quick. No, Mario, get out. Get up, Mario. Get out of there, you creep. No, get out. Whew. And then he froze myself. Look at me. Oh, poor Mario. And oh, how do I get them? Is there like, what are these? What are these? Like, see shadows. Okay, see, oh, what? Oh, okay, right. You come lift me up and then I need to jump before you munch me. So they're like enemies, but kind of like useful enemies as well, because without them, I wouldn't be able to get all of these goodies, right? I missed one. Go on, lift up. Let me get the last one. There we go. Okay, I was able to grab all of the purple snowflakes. And it looks like we're getting a little bunch of the pieces of power moons. In order to be able to build up, I'm just singing here, to be able to get a power moon. There is usually, as we've seen in the last couple examples, a bonus power moon somewhere. So let's grab all these little ones, and then let's get maybe up to that higher ledge, and let's just look over the area and see if we can find where the big power moon is going to be. So that's the last one we need to get. I can see another area there. And oh no, it isn't safe up there. Let me grab these coins. Do you reckon grabbing these coins is going to make a power moon appear? No, that was a little bit too ambitious. I might be able to not use them. And okay, I guess I did. Right, that's going to lift me up to here. Actually, I want to get lifted up from this guy and then drop down to grab. Then, guys, scary. I don't like these guys. I get stressed out. Even if I know where they're there and I'm like, I'm trying to use them, it still scares me when they lift up like that. Right, let's stand here. Let's just go and get that power moon, then we're going to be right up over the top, and then hopefully we'll be able to see. Oh, it's a little bit awkward jumping off them as well, because their teeth kind of get in your way a little bit. And oh, it looked like there was a ledge that I could edge across. There was an edge ledge up on the side. Did you see that there? You can kind of like grab on with your hands and kind of make your way around that way. And it looks like there was one up there, right? Yes, I get the idea. Every time I complete a level, it gets rid of it. You don't need to show me every time. Yeah, see around there? Okay, so let's get back to this guy, and then let's jump to here. I got rid of the munching. And oh, there's a chest up here. Is this it? Is this all I needed to do, is just get this power moon here? It looks like this might be all that I need to do. And yep, there we go. I got my bonus power moon. So it looks like there are two power moons in all of them. So I should know just to get two in the other one. That still leaves me too short, though, because if I do get two in the next one, that is still too short from the total that I need. And that was cool, wasn't it? It's cool. Those jumps are so, like, I could do that all day. Literally, I could do those jumps all day. But yep, only one barrier to go. And it looks like we are going into the little dark tunnel. After all, we have no choice about it. It's fine in here, though. Icicle Cavern. I always look behind me because they like to hide things behind you. Because normally when you enter a new area, you don't look behind you. No, what's going on? Oh, okay. So it's kind of similar to the last level, but it's like icicles falling from above rather than the other way around. So there's ice is going to drop down here. So you can see like kind of cracks and like where they're dropping down. Also the shadows. Oh, God, look at the size of them. Right, so it looks like I need to be careful of them as I make my way around. Some rather festive Goombas as well. I guess we're getting to Christmas time, so that is pretty appropriate. No, 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 up, no, eat up, wait, okay, ground pound. Oh, no, wait, oh, get, wait, no, wait, there we go. Oh, four. Ah, right. The shape of a Goomba and the number four. Do I need to bring four Goombas? I mean, that would be the logical way of looking at it here. So Goombas, if you don't know, and I'm sure you do know, they're stackable. So if I jump on one, if I get this Goomba to come here, don't run off the edge, Goomba, I need you. And then, oh, nope. Whoop, whoop. I grab this one and there we go. There's two more there. So there being four would make sense because there are four Goombas here. So potential stack of four, pretty easy. So let's jump on, oh, jump on you and jump on you. I love the way he gets all confused. And then look, we can use the ice that's dropped down as a platform to get up, seeing as I couldn't use all my fancy jumps. And oh, is that just a bonus one? That was just to get the bonus power moon. Right, let's stick as a team, little Goombas. See, you've lasted with me this far. So let's stick as a team and let's keep making our way to the edge. I wonder if there are just going to be four power moons here. Because look, this area looks way bigger. Maybe we are going to be getting four here rather than the others. Okay, I think we should leave the Goombas behind now. It's just really difficult not sliding off the edge. I got too excited. The good thing is, though, is the power moons that you gather, they stay. So I can just ignore the Goombas and the power moons for now. Let's be a little bit risky and charge my way across there. And there we go. I am right back to where I was a second ago. No time lost. Haven't learned my lesson and slowed down, though. But there we go. I have arrived. I'm somewhere new. Let's go and slow down a little bit. I got to be careful because there's going to be an icicle that's going to drop down. Like, I don't even need to rush to get the rings because they stay there. So there's no... It's no hurry. Any round here? Okay, there's some that's going to drop down there. Let's backflip our way up to here. And I reckon we're going to need a certain amount of Goombas again soon by the looks of things. So the actual power moon I'm getting to is down there. And I reckon I could just jump to that, you know, by using my special jumps from up here. So I don't think that's going to be any trouble. The big question... is, are there going to be any bonus ones around here? Ah! Oh, we can get through the floor here somewhere. Okay, didn't really think about that. But yeah, looks like maybe if I stack up some Goombas up here, I'll be able to grab those things there. I kind of stomped on all the Goombas, and oh, I see what I'm going to do. I'm going to break all of those away. Okay, let's just go down here for a second. We will come back up again, but hopefully the Goombas would have respawned by then. So go on, Goomba, go, go, go. Any more Goombas? No, let's just smash away these now then, and let's just see what happens. And then maybe, oh hello, oh I've got the shadows there. I just gotta run over them. And then I thought I was gonna have to ground pound them, but no, if I just run over them, then these are all gonna start dropping down. God, that ice is so difficult to make my way around. I don't know, actually, let's be careful because that's all gonna collapse now. It looks like I can see some shadows down there as well. So it looks like there might be some sort of bonus. And so I couldn't have got to the power moon. I needed to make that drop down. Let's be careful here though, and let's try and jump up here. It's very impressive to be able to wall jump on a sheer ice wall. Mario must have some very grippy shoes right now. Right then, so there's one Goomba there. Am I supposed to bring more from down here? I think maybe I am, because I need to get... Like, one Goomba's not going to be enough to get them. Unless I can do some, like, fancy wall jumps and be able to get it. You know what? What happens if I jump off the Goomba? Would that be allowed to get me high enough? That's just not going to happen, is it? Let's try going, like... Backflip, okay, no, backflip, oh, can I not wall jump off here? Okay, I can, okay, I want to backflip, wall jump, and then, oh, okay, I can do it in my little fancy way, so backflip, wall, oh no, I'm not, like, close enough to the wall, maybe let's try ground pound, and then wall jump, and then hat throw, there we go, that was a much easier way of doing things, so I've opened up the floor, so I can land back down here, where's your, okay, then this is where the power moon is here, and then that's it, isn't it? I got the bone. Did I get a bonus power moon? I did, didn't I? I stacked up the Goombas and got the bonus one. The icicle barrier. So now that's going to be all of the power moons collected, I guess, to open up the barrier. It still said that I need two more power moons. So maybe I'm going to get two power moons from the race. This is the Bound Bowl Grand Prix by the looks of things. I'm trying to see the screen on the background to see exactly what it is that I'm going to be doing. But I guess we will leave it as a surprise. And it will be a surprise because sadly, this is going to be the point where I'm going to end this episode here. But in the next episode, we're going to start things off on the race course and we're going to be... What is that? What are they doing? Are they just like... Are they fish or what? Well, what type of race is this? It just looks like a bunch of marbles. They're the people! They're these guys! Just bouncing... Okay, maybe this is going to be a pretty different from what I expected it was going to be. Can I get an outfit yet, by the way? Sorry, I know I said I was going to end the episode, but let's just see if I can get an outfit. I just feel like I am completely in the worst literal outfit I could be. And we've got both shops in here, so I'll be able to buy a power moon. Of course, we have a snowsuit. This is going to be much more fitting. And you know what? I've actually found a decent amount of these already. Like, I think, there like 50 of them? I think I found like 30 of them already. So that's pretty, unless there is 100 of them. Let's get it. No, because it makes it so you can always exactly buy everything. So I need 20 more. Yeah, that's right. I need 20 more of those snowflakes. So it looks like this is a smaller level than some of the other levels, because it seems to be mainly about the racing rather than running around and exploring. And Mario, you look marvelous. But while we're here, let's just go and buy ourselves our power moon. I always feel like I'm kind of cheating a little bit for just buying a power moon. But there's one in all of the kingdoms. You would be mad not to go and get it. And there we go. Now it says I only need one more until we can go and power up the Odyssey. But yeah, sorry. I am actually going to end the episode now. As always, there will be a link down in the description to the next episode when it's online. But for now, thanks for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!